This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome, beloved. We are at part four of Knowing Jesus. Knowing who the Lord is, knowing our Lord Jesus Christ, getting to know Him in the intimacy of worship, in that intimacy of stretching out our hands and saying, Lord God, we worship You, we adore You, we long for You. We long for Your return, Lord. Oh, Father, You are so wonderful. Jesus was sitting chatting to Nicodemus and was saying so many things to him. Like, for instance, He said, and as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that anyone who believes in Him will have eternal life. Before that, He was saying, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. He was saying some amazing things to this man. Because Nicodemus was simply asking Him questions. And then Jesus said this, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son not into the world to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. That is so powerful. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. Through Jesus, that the world would be saved. My whole ministry is built on taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. And I could add an addendum to that. I could add a few lines to that. I could add a few words to that. And those words would be this. For God loved the world so much. I'll say that again. For God loved the world so much. That He was willing to sacrifice His own child, His own Son. He was willing for Him to be a sacrifice. He was willing for Him to go to the cross. The Bible says, as Jesus was being crucified, God turned His head away because He couldn't watch the suffering. He couldn't watch the pain and the anguish that His own precious Son was going through. You know, when Jesus was in the garden the night before He was betrayed, He was praying. He was pleading to His Father. He was saying, Lord, Father, take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison. And I ask myself this question. How much time did Jesus wait before He said, but not my will, yours be done? How much time was there? In the Bible, we see no time at all. We see that Jesus says, take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison. But not my will, your will be done. That's paraphrased. So did he say, take away this cup, for I don't want to drink its poison, and then wait 20 minutes before he said, but not my will, your will be done. You know, I don't believe he did. I believe he said, take away this cup from me, I don't want to drink its poison. And then he said, right after it, but not my will be done, Lord, but your will be done. Because he knew the pain that he was going to have to go through. When he was talking to his disciples in the upper room at the Last Supper, he was telling them as best he could what he was going to have to go through. And he was telling them. Peter was saying, no, Lord, I'll go in your place. I'll die for you. There's no way I want you to die. No way at all. I'll go before you. And Jesus said, you're joking, aren't you? You're having a laugh. Before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. And then he goes on to say, one of you is going to betray me. Oh, no, not me. No, not me. Not me. And then he looks at Judas. And the Bible says, Satan went into Judas. And he says, go and do what you need to do. And Jesus was betrayed. He was betrayed with a kiss. With a kiss. An emotion that shows love. A kiss. Can you imagine how Judas was feeling? Oh, he hung himself because of that. But Jesus was prepared to die. God the Father was prepared to sacrifice his Son. For the Bible says, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone, say everyone, that everyone that believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I am certain of this. When people go away from God, I know I did. I walked away from the Lord for many years. I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ when I was 6, and I didn't come back until I was 38. All those years, all those wasted years. But I didn't stop believing. I didn't stop believing in Jesus. What I did was decided to rebel because I didn't want to go the way that I knew Jesus wanted me to go. I didn't want to do it. So I went down that road instead of going down the road that Jesus had mapped out for me. And I believe when people walk away from God, when people walk away from the Lord, they never stop believing. They never stop believing. It's always there. Because I don't believe that Jesus would ever let them go. You see, the Bible says, so that everyone, not anyone, but everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And I believe you're listening to this broadcast today, perhaps by chance, maybe by chance. And Jesus is calling you. He's saying you don't like your life, really. The Lord would say to you, you're not enjoying the way your life is going. But you've walked away through rebellion, but you're not enjoying it. And Jesus would say to you, I come to bring you life, abundant life. I come to bring you a full life, a life that you will love. And all you gotta do is turn away from where you were going and come back. Come back to me, says Jesus. Come back, like the prodigal son. Come back and you will be welcomed. Come back and we will kill the fatted calf. Come back and we'll put a cloak on your shoulders. Come back and we'll put rings on your fingers to show you that you are part of the royal priesthood, the royal household. Come back now. And your life will be abundant. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. This message, I know, is touching your heart in a way you never believed it could. And all you've got to do to come back is to say a few words. And I want you to say those words with me now. I want you to repeat these words with me right now, because I know that the time is absolutely right for you. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things I have done wrong. For the way I have traveled, and I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to forgive me and make me brand new. Lord Jesus, come into my heart afresh, and I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have prayed that prayer, then hallelujah and glory to God, because your life is changing now. I'd love you to write to me. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247, and that's the numbers 247, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me. That's all you got to say. It was me. I'll pass your name on to the prayer team. Mags will lead up the prayer team, and they will begin to pray for your protection, because that's important too. Send us an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me.